This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, we're about officially 2 weeks away from the start of summer and kind of a shift in a lot of things that are going on. Wanted to talk about what's happening in summer programming at the YMCA of Douglas County. Amber Grease and Jovan Hall in this afternoon, and we're going to do a couple of segments. Jovan, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate you having me here.
So, first of all, talk about summertime. How long have you been in your role at the Y?
I've been at my role at the Y for about 2 years now, coming off the pandemic, but I've worked at the Y for about around 13, 14 years now.
Wow. Now, that's a long time. Did you have a background that sort of led into this kind of work?
Yeah, I'll kind of give you the condensed version of it. So I originally moved to Oregon from Florida, and I went to SWOC, which is in Coos Bay. Then I transferred over to UCC as a student athlete, and I went to the YMCA because we couldn't always get in at the gym at UCC. So I started going there as a volunteer, and I had a free membership so I could always go to work out and like use the basketball gym because I was trying to get a little bit better at that and use that as a vessel, as a free education. And, it's just one of those places that you could just kind of call home. Like, I've been there for such a long time, and like I started going there like as a volunteer, and I've just been working there ever since, basically.
Did they just start assigning work to you and give you a paycheck one day, or there was probably more of an official process?
So when I was a volunteer, there was a youth sports coordinator there, and his name was Mike at the time. I forgot his last name, but he seen my interest in like trying to be at the Y and stuff like that, and he knew that like as a student athlete, you don't always have the funds to be there, if that makes any sense. So I used, you know, me coaching at the Y, and then I had a free membership that whole entire time. So it was like, while I was doing that, it led me into having a paid role at the YMCA, if that makes any sense.
So why, what about sports? Why is that such a big focus for you in life?
Sports has played a big role in my life because, you know, there's a sense of camaraderie there. Like, you know, when you play sports, you know, you always feel like you have some brothers or something like that. Like, you know, that you go to war with them when you go to play said sports. And I mean, I even have home team tatted on my arms because, like, you know, when you're the home team, you usually don't lose. And like the guys that I went to high school with and I played sports with, like, that's my home team. Like, nobody's gonna come up against us and like beat us. We all have each other's back no matter what year we graduated. So it's like, you know, you learn a lot of lessons from sports too. You learn who you are as a person sometimes when you play sports.
So talk about summer sports. What kinds of things are being offered?
So we have some sports camps coming up that me, Miss Amber, Steven have gone over. We're gonna be offering pickleball, basketball, soccer, football for a few weeks over the summer. It's going to go from June 12th through July 6th, and they're Monday through Thursday from 9 to noon or 9 to 1.
So you mentioned pickleball. That is really getting a lot of interest. I was in a meeting earlier today talking about that, and there's really a lot of people pretty excited about seeing more pickleball.
Yeah, it's actually wild because it's been gaining a lot of, you know, like national, let's say, notoriety or global, because Tom Brady, LeBron James, they have their own pickleball team, which they like have like logos and stuff on their paddles, the balls, the nets and all that stuff. So, I mean, kind of crazy because I've seen it for a long time and I didn't know that it was as big as it was. And then you know, some time has passed and I got on the internet, like my Facebook, social media, and it's just blown up. So, I mean, I think that's awesome.
So, for these programs for kids, what's the age range you're looking for?
Right now, in our camps, we're doing 8 to 12. But, I mean, there's other things that's going on at the Y that, you know, if you have younger kids or older kids that they could participate in.
As a sports coordinator, what do you do kind of on a regular day?
So on a regular day, like, I have to answer calls, answer emails. I'm in our gymnasium, not like the weight room or nothing, but the gymnasium on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday when it's open. And just, you know, kind of making sure the kids are doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, I'm also, like, making schedules or creating rosters and email thread where we can contact parents and stuff and let them know when the games are or where we're having the games, because it's not everything doesn't always transpire at the Y. We try to do as much there as we can, but it doesn't always transpire like that, if that makes sense.
Now, is it harder sometimes in the summer to get kids to want to come inside when it's so nice and sunny outside?
1,000%, because we live somewhere in the Pacific Northwest where we have a lot of months of rain, which, you know, some people like it, some people don't like it. But if you live here, you're still going to have to deal with it. But when it's nicer out, people want to do more stuff outside. Like, I enjoy being outdoors. I grew up in Florida, military brat, grew up in Florida. I like being outdoors. So I go to Cooper Creek all the time to go fishing. And the other day when I was out there and it was really, really warm, there was people everywhere outside. There was boats and jet skis and stuff. So, yeah, I would say that's a really accurate question and statement, because when it's nicer out in Oregon, like, people want to be outside.
But at the same time, given the location of the Y, people can be out doing other things in the city, be out enjoying one of the parks or one of the nature trails, and come on inside for a while as well.
Yeah, they can. I mean, and a lot of people who've never been in there don't realize how big it is, because we have studios for certain exercises. There's a big gymnasium. We have two pools, brand new locker rooms and stuff that we built, like, right after the pandemic and stuff like that. And I mean, there's just tons of stuff there. Like, if you've never seen it, you wouldn't necessarily understand it.
Now, you talked about what's available for young people. Summer sports programs, is that all focused on youth, or do you have certain things going on for adults too?
Yeah, the youth sports camps and stuff like that are focused on youth, but I mean, there's tons of stuff for adults as well. I mean, we have the three racquetball courts that they could come use. They also play ping pong in there. Like we said, there's older people that come in for pickleball. There's older people that come in swimming every day. I mean, I've worked a couple of different shifts and different wore some different hats at the YMCA. And I mean, you work that 4:45 shift in the morning, there's people lined up at the door, and they're usually older people waiting to get right in there.
So you don't see a lot of young people at the door at 5 in the morning?
Not all the time.
Well, probably not, if I remember, especially not teenagers.
Not too many teenagers.
So what are some of the benefits for people to get their kids into these programs this summer?
I mean, I've always said, and I mean, I've been on the video where we had like there was kind of like a commercial type interview on the Y. I've always felt like that's a place that I can call home. There's not a lot of places maybe people can say that. But I mean, if they interact with most people who work there or most people who even go there, I guarantee they'll have a sense where they feel comfortable there, or they have a sense of belonging, or they feel like they're home.
And you mentioned being there, going through the pandemic. What was that like?
It was really, really rough. I mean, Miss Amber could touch on that a little bit more. I was kind of only working at Dutch Bros at the time, but in contact with everybody, because she's one of the people who really kept our situation and just everything afloat and alive, basically.
So, summer camps, getting started soon. Other things for kids to do this summer, just come in and use in the pool and things like that?
So, at the moment, we don't have, like, day passes and stuff like that. But if you do have a membership and stuff like that, you can use the pool and stuff. We also have UCC, not trying to, like, push people away from us. But, I mean, they have the opportunity to go there as well. Miss Mickey, who interviewed with you as well, is also putting on her own summer camp, which has a whole bunch of different things, like, because I'm just strictly doing sports. There's also actually a arts camp that is going on at
over at the Art Center, yeah.
Yeah, at the Art Center. I don't think a lot of people know about that. I talked to a young lady who's hosting that camp last night. Actually, I was texting Miss Amber last night into the wee hours of the morning about it because I was trying to get some information from her to give to Miss Ashley. And then she was giving me some information because I was going to say, you know, every kid that wants to go to maybe a summer camp doesn't want to do sports or something physical. Like, we all have our own niche or certain talents and stuff like that. So I was just trying to provide that opportunity if they maybe didn't want to do sports, that I can pass them along so they can do that arts camp.
Yeah, a lot of things available, and parents definitely start looking for things for kids to do about day two of summer break.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Javon Hall, sports coordinator, thanks for coming in. We're going to switch gears and more when we come back to interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Mike Winter's Lawn and Garden Show with the Commissioner of Dirt at 4 o'clock. We'll talk about fire season on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County with Pat Stripp of the Douglas Forest Protective Association as fire season begins on Friday. Segment 2 today, Amber Breeze, Membership Director at the YMCA of Douglas County. Amber has brought every single flyer and document in the entire building with her. Get real close to the microphone this afternoon, Amber, and it looks like you got a lot going on just based on how much paper you brought with you.
Yeah, it's easy to forget what all we offer.
So talk about your role, first of all, as membership director. How long have you done that?
I've been a membership director for 18 years at the YMCA of Douglas County.
18 years.
Yes.
That is a long time for any job.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
And how did you get in the door?
Honestly, I actually was introduced to the YMCA when I was graduating from high school in 1991. Sutherland High School had their grad night at the YMCA. I didn't even know it existed. So that was really exciting. I worked at Mercy Hospital a couple years later and decided to volunteer to teach swimming lessons. Years and years later, in about 2005, I applied for a job there. I thought that would be a really great place to just have a little, you know, supplemental income job, and quickly became the membership director.
Wow. And you've seen a lot of development over that time, some of the remodeling projects, the expansion of the facility, and a lot that has gone on.
Yeah, absolutely. Worked with some pretty amazing CEOs, and a lot of directors have come through. It's been a lot of remodeling, and raised my kids there. Most of them worked there for a little while, and it has been very rewarding.
So what do you do as membership director?
You wear a lot of hats when, no matter what you do at the Y. So you interact with members, you're obviously doing a lot of billing and support, you know, financially, making sure we're running well and keeping everything smooth. I also do the marketing. So a lot of hats to wear right now, especially after the pandemic.
Yeah, talk about that, because, I mean, for any nonprofit organization, it was a tough time. And just based on the way things rolled out, a lot of restrictions, whether people liked them or not, there they were. And as an organization, a lot of things you couldn't do. Are you seeing a rebound continue?
Absolutely. We had so much support. I mean, it was really scary. We weren't sure we were going to make it as an organization through the pandemic financially. It was pretty touch and go. And we did make it with a lot of community support. And although a lot of members, rightfully so, you know, had to step back, they are returning, and we are actually doing really well with our membership base and our support from members.
As you've gone through this past spring, just watching what I've seen in other activities and organizations around town, did this summer, well, this spring, did that really ramp up for you?
It did. It did. Yeah. We've definitely seen, you know, usually January is where you see a lot of people returning to exercise and health. But ours are our numbers. We actually had the highest number of people visit our YMCA in our history in March. And we almost met that in May. So people are coming to the facility and using it a lot.
What age range has the most members at the Y?
We have a very high senior population. That is, it kind of coincides with Douglas County. But we really are seeing a large amount of families being able to return as well.
And what are the benefits? If somebody's, you know, never been over there, what's the benefits of being a member of the Y?
Oh, there's so many benefits. Community is one of the biggest benefits, being able to come and interact. I hear that so often, especially from the seniors who are sitting at home alone. That was probably one of the hardest things and the hardest hit were our senior population during the pandemic, because they do count on being able to come to places like the YMCA to be able to form that community bond and have friends. So that's a huge benefit, that community, as well as obviously, like Javon was saying, I mean, we have an 80,000 square foot building that, if you've never been to the YMCA, we just hosted Roseburg High School grad night, and there were actually kiddos that had never been in our building before going, wow, I had no idea that we offered all of this. 3 basketball courts, 2 pools, 3 racquetball courts, a cycling studio, several aerobic studios. I mean, but on top of that, we have AYA trips, which is active YMCA adult trips that go on little bus trips. We're going to Steamboat Inn and down on a jet boat trip. It's incredible, and I highly recommend coming in for a tour.
Talk about some of these activities this summer, because I see you've got a lot of them.
We do. So Javon was talking about the day camp, summer day camp, Camp Connections that we have grant funded from Umpqua Health Opportunity. It's almost full, but I do still recommend signing up on the waiting list in case some kiddos ages 8 to 12 kind of aren't able to make it. We'll be able to fill that off of the waiting list, and that's going to be June 19th through August 4th. And that is a free grant-funded opportunity, which, like Javon said, it's not sports, so it's a kind of a, if you're hitting that different niche. We have Youth Space, which is also something that is extremely great that's going to continue through the summer, ages 13 to 19. We have 3D model printing, coding classes. There's a magic card game night going on Friday nights, PlayStation 5 and Nintendo Switch. So a lot of the teens should really come and check that out. And again, you can come for a tour. We also have a grant-funded opportunity for veterans. It's boxing class that veterans can attend for free. If you're not a veteran and you are a member, you can also attend that for a fee. But it is... Robin Kovach is teaching that, and she does a phenomenal job. I recommend just giving us a call to check that out. And we're just now opening diabetes prevention program through the Cancer Center. We're hosting it at the Y, but it's actually run by Angelia Freeman through the Cancer Center, and you can register on our website to book your spot. That's a year-long commitment, but that is helping you prevent that type 2 diabetes, and there's a lot more that'll be coming out soon on that.
So is that kind of a combination of some instruction there and then the fact that you've got all these things you can do at the Y?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, members are welcome to join. If you're not a member, you can come in and take the class, but you're also going to see where you can help prevent that diabetes through exercise when you come into the Y.
Now, I see something over there called Family Play Gym.
Yes, we are still doing Family Play Gym. It's down for this week, but due to Parkview skating parties, but those are going to end, and we'll be continuing to do that on Tuesday, Thursday mornings, 9 to 11. It's free to family memberships, but also only $5 a child, and parents play free. We pack that full gymnasium, also known as skating rink area, with bounce houses and scooters, all kinds of fun, interactive indoor play. So if it's a little warm, or it's just a really nice place for you to go and interact, even as a parent, with other adults.
What else do you want to tell people about?
One of our biggest passions, we just got done with our Healthy Kids Day and Water Safety Day, where we were able to give away over 200 life jackets. But we are also in partnership with the Cow Creek and, of course, News Review and to do water safety awareness with that cold water safety awareness. So one of our most passionate things is making sure that people stay safe around water. And we have our water rescue, river rescue stations out. They are available in 5 different locations: Stewart Park, Cleveland Rapids, River Forks Park, Whistler's Bend, and Hessness Landing. So if you want to know what that water temperature is so that you are aware, I know you can find it on your website as well as ours. Look for that little temperature gauge. Always know before you go to make sure you're safe, because that is one of the biggest reasons we lose people in our rivers today.
What hours is the Y currently open?
5 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday, and currently 8 to noon on Saturdays. We do hope to be able to improve, you know, increase those hours. We are working really hard to get more lifeguards to be able to open the pools longer.
All right. Amber Grease, Siobhan Hall from the YMCA of Douglas County, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.